Halftime coverage here on KKIA 92.9 of the Moose. Joining me, head coach of Storm Lake Boys Soccer, Roberto Martinez. And coach, before we talk about Sheldon today and what you expect, walk us through last week. We'll start in the opener, a 3-1 loss to Sioux Center. Give us some of your thoughts on what you saw out of your team in the opener.
You know, it was the first game of the season, so there was still a lot of holes in our game that I knew that we were going to have to identify in that first game. So once we saw that, I think that going into the game on Thursday, we were able to fix a lot of those problems, and that's what we did. That's why we look like a completely different team compared to that the one we had against Sioux Center.
One of the highlights of that game, you started a freshman keeper, which is, you know, you kind of always, I'm sure, wonder a little bit what you're going to get in net. But overall, it seemed like a pretty good outing from him. Talk about what you saw from Hernandez Rosas in net, the freshman, three saves, the three goals allowed in the matchup against Sioux Center.
You know, it didn't really look like he was a freshman. He was pretty confident out there, which is something really good to look at. So, it'll be pretty cool to see how he develops these next 3 years. And pretty unfortunate that they scored three, but those three goals came in a span of 5 minutes. So, yeah, I'd say he looked really good out there.
You hit on something there I wanted to ask you about. The goals came in, like you said, a succession of about 5-6 minutes there. What is something you work with your team on, or something you said to your team after the match? I mean, outside of those 3 minutes, things looked good, but Sioux Center was able to go bang, bang, bang and get three in a pretty short time there.
Yeah, it's a mental game. Our team is pretty good, like, when it comes to the skill-wise, the talent and all those things. I've always believed in them in that aspect, but champions come from the psychological sense too. You got to start thinking like champions in order to become champions, and that's the thing, that they score one on you, your level drops, their level rises, and they took advantage of that. So that's something we definitely talked about after the game and at practice, and it definitely transferred over to the next game.
And then speaking of that next game, you go and take on Sioux City North last Thursday. Low-scoring affair. Your team gets the win 1-0 as Cairo Hernandez scored in a game. Another freshman making big plays for you. Talk about what you saw in that game, a defensive battle between you and the Stars of Sioux City North.
Yeah, so going into that game, we knew we wanted our defense to be a lot better, a lot more locked in. We wanted our structure as a team to look better, and it definitely was. That's how we were able to get the shutout. And, you know, I believe our offense still has a few holes to fix, but I'm not too worried about that either. I'm pretty happy about another freshman stepping up. And like I said, the future's bright, and I think we're going to peak at the right time this season.
Talk us through the goal. Iker Gomez got the assist. We talked about it. Cairo Hernandez, the freshman, cashed it in. Kind of get everybody a sense of what the only tally of the game looked like.
Yeah, so it was a pretty neck-and-neck game. It was going both sides, a lot of offense on both sides, and we ended up getting a free kick on the right side of the field. Jose Oropeza, senior captain, he was able to send a free kick into the box. Iker Gomez flicked it to the six-yard box, and Cairo Hernandez, he rushed to the six-yard box and just tapped it in. It was a pretty easy goal, but yeah, he had some resilience there to be able to find the ball in the back of the net.
Chatting once again with Roberto Martinez here in the halftime break at this game. Again, head coach of the Storm Lake Tornado Boys soccer team. And now, coach, you shift gears to playing Sheldon. We'll talk about the rest of the week coming up, but you start with Sheldon tonight. Game last year that, looking at it, was a relatively close game, a 2-1 win. You guys got the goal that would ultimately win the game in the second half. What are you seeing in Sheldon, the team you prepare for tonight?
You know, that's the thing. A lot of the team last year really underestimated Sheldon. They were expecting, oh, it's going to be a cakewalk, you know, but you can never do that. When you underestimate teams, when you don't study other teams, you don't go into it with the same mentality you would as a strong team, your level is going to drop and you're not going to execute. So Sheldon could could have came away with a win last year, so we're not going to make that same mistake this year, and they're going to treat the team like as if it's another state game, another sub-state game. You know, it's going to be high intensity no matter who we play.
Once again, chatting with Roberto Martinez of Storm Lake Boys Soccer. And now, Coach, you dial into the rest of the week. You know, it's, as coaches say, one game at a time, but kind of give us an early preview of what your team's going to be looking at. Sioux City East coming up later in the week, and then you go to that border battle we talked about last week. A couple of good, solid Nebraska teams in that border battle coming up on Saturday.
Yeah, so we play Sioux City East, who has beaten Denison this year. They've beaten North, Sioux City North this year. So we're expecting a pretty tough match on Thursday. So obviously we want to hopefully execute this game, hopefully give a lot of minutes to some of our guys who don't get much minutes so that the starters can get some rest, focus in on Wednesday, and then hopefully have a good game on Thursday. And then after that, we have the weekend border battle, like you mentioned. We play Creighton Prep. I believe they were state champions last year, so it's going to be a real good test for us. We're going to really see what our team is made of in that game. We play them in the morning, and then in the afternoon we play Bellevue East. I still got to do some research on them, though.
All right, Coach, it's going to be a heck of a busy week for you and the boys. Looking to get that record above 500 starting tonight against Sheldon. Thank you so much for the time, and good luck.
Yes, sir. Thanks so much.
And that was head coach Roberto Martinez of the Storm Lake Boys soccer team. More halftime coverage is around the corner, and it's right here on KKIA.